KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear, 18 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 20. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. We do have one addition to our school late start announcements this morning. Southwest Valley schools, which are Villisca and Corning, will start 2 hours late today. Again, that's a 2-hour late start for Southwest Valley. Afternoon in-service is canceled, and they will have a regular release at Southwest Valley. Also starting 2 hours late this morning is Bedford and the Griswold Community School District. Bedford, their 7th grade field trip has been postponed and will be rescheduled for a later date. In the news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday listened to a presentation from a representative with Initiative Alley Trails Group and their request for $50,000 in funding to help in their efforts to continue progress on the Troublesome Creek Connector Trail.
To connect the existing trail systems at Schulberg Quarry with the trail system at the Atlantic Municipal Utilities wellhead site.
That's Dave Chase, who said last summer the group applied for and received a $96,000 Iowa Department of Natural Resources, or REAP, Resources Enhancement Protection Grant, for the organization's latest project. It was one of 7 out of 24 projects that had been applied for and received funding from the state for cities the size of Atlantic.
It's a $550,000 project involving about a mile and a half construction of recreational trail, and we have to span Troublesome Creek with a single span 12-foot wide pedestrian bridge.
The bridge itself has not yet been purchased. Chase said the group has raised more than half the funds needed to purchase the bridge needed to span the Troublesome Creek through a community fund drive, which has brought in a little over $50,000 since Christmas. He said the group has also filed a number of grant applications, but even if those are approved, it still won't be enough to help complete the project, which is why the NVT came to the city of Atlantic to ask for additional help.
I've had a nice visit with the city administrator. We discussed the formation of partnerships. And in a town this size, in order to get projects like this done for the good of the community, it involves a number of different groups getting together to provide the funding and the support to get these things done. It can't just be one entity. It can't be just the county. It can't just be the city. It has to be a number of different agencies.
Chase and City Administrator John Lund discussed the possibility of using a portion of the Community Progress Fund, which is derived from the local option sales tax, to leverage more of the grant funds.
I'd like to propose to the council that you match, or the city match, the $50,000 that has been raised in the community now through the Community Progress Funds, and make that the city's monetary contribution toward this project.
If the city council should approve the $50,000 matching funds request, it will be combined with $50,000 from the county, which Chase says he intends to pursue as well. Their goal is to raise all the necessary funds by the spring, with bid letting at the same time and construction getting underway this fall. He said the engineering aspect of the project has been completed. The City of Atlantic's Community Promotion Commission is set to consider a request from the Nation of Valley Trails Group for $10,000 during their meeting at noon today. The superintendent of the Nottoway Valley School District yesterday said he was disappointed that an $8.8 million bond measure failed to garner the necessary percentage of voter approval Tuesday. But Dr. Casey Burlaw says the need for a more modern building remains and will likely be brought up for votes at a later date.
I would expect that in the, you know, the months to come, we're going to talk to people and try to get a better feeling for what concerns they have and how we might address those, and if we need to make adjustments to our plan, you know, we could do it, you know, before we would run one again.
The bond would have been used to build and equip a new elementary building and improve the site in the Nottoway Valley School District. Unofficial results from the Adair County Auditor's Office showed that while there were 397 yes votes to 283 no votes on Tuesday for the $8.8 million referendum, the measure needed 60% approval in order to pass. It received 58.4%. There were a total of 680 votes cast out of the 3,004 registered voters in the district, or about 23% turnout. Burlaw said a couple of informational meetings were held prior to the vote and the necessary information was available on the district's website, but there wasn't much in the line of concern from the public over the cost and taxation.
We didn't get a lot of questions or concerns raised about the tax part of it. However, you know, there could have been concerns that weren't raised at those meetings. we had a couple of those meetings where the weather wasn't great. Again, we had a really good turnout at our last one in Greenfield. The questions more surrounded, more in those meetings, were more about the design of the building, the location of the building, those kind of things were more of the types of questions we received in those public meetings.
Burlaw said the building will still need to be either replaced or undergo extensive renovations sometime soon.
In our meetings, what we talked about really isn't a matter, the question really isn't, the question in front of our people wasn't really build new or do nothing. It's really, we have to do something in the coming years, whether it's build new or address the needs that our current building has. At this point, I think our board probably still stands behind their position that it makes more sense to build new than to dump big, significant money, over $6 million, which is probably pretty conservative, into a 1955 building or thereabout.
In fact, officials have said it would cost $6.5 million to renovate the existing facility, which is not energy efficient, is difficult to maintain, and not ADA compliant. The new structure would have included a safe room and storm shelter and met all energy efficiency and ADA requirements. And the Page County Sheriff's Office is reporting citizens in the county have been receiving phone calls from someone claiming to be from the Page County Sheriff's Office or another law enforcement entity. The number on the caller ID sometimes even show that it's from a law enforcement entity. The caller claims there is a warrant or some type of criminal or civil litigation against the person, and they need to call back to another number right away to avoid jail or prosecution. If the number given is called back, the person on the line will request some sort of payment via any type of payment method. Authorities say this is a scam. Law enforcement will not call if there is a warrant or litigation to obtain money. They serve papers and warrants in person and do not handle these matters over the phone. Taking a look at national news headlines, health insurer Anthem isn't saying how many of its current and former customers had their information stolen in a hacking. Anthem, which used to be known as WellPoint, covers more than 37 million people. The company says hackers gained access to people's social security numbers, incomes, street addresses, and other personal information. Anthem says credit card information was not compromised. Service to New York's Harlem line has resumed today with delays following Tuesday night's deadly crash between a Metro North commuter train and an SUV. Federal investigators still don't know why the driver of the SUV decided to get back in her car and drive onto the tracks after one of the guardrails came down on top of her vehicle. Investigators are hoping that 49-year-old Alan Brody's Mercedes SUV was equipped with a data recorder. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.